بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one characteristic and quality that is greatly beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for a person to identify with, to honor, respect and love the symbols and the important aspects of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who will respect and honor the symbols of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that are attached to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, then this is a sign of the taqwa, of the Allah consciousness and the iman that is within the heart. And therefore, with today being the 17th of Ramadan, we are reminded of a very important event in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the campaign, the Battle of Badr. Exactly 1,441 years to the day that this particular event took place. Of course, there's no time to go into the details, but just two lessons that we can learn from this particular event and campaign. The Muslim army prepares to meet the army of the Quraysh, 313 in number. Those 313 include some youngsters, teenagers. It includes some elderly people as well. When it comes to weapons, they don't have much. When it comes to arms, they don't have much. When it comes to conveyances, two horses shared amongst the entire army. One belongs to Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, the other belonging to Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu anhu. 70 camels that are shared amongst 313 sahaba. As we can understand, this army is not very well equipped. The Muslim army leaves Medina Munawwara, they reach a place called Safra. And here two people come to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he had sent to go and find out about the information of the Quraysh. They inform him that the Quraysh army has prepared 1,000 in number. Of course, they are very strong, well-equipped. As far as conveyances are concerned, they have plentiful. As far as arms and weapons are concerned, they have plentiful. So we can imagine the condition of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the uneasiness, the restlessness at that particular point in time. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu notices this, that there is some sort of reluctance on the part of Sahaba to proceed. He stands up, he puts his hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pledges allegiance to him. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu sees this. He stands up, he does the same. And then a sahabi by the name of Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu stands up. He gives a very inspiring speech, which gives a lot of himmat and courage to sahaba. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will not say to you as the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, when Fir'aun and his army had pursued them, and all odds were stacked against them, and they said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you and your Allah go and fight, we are remaining in our places. But we will say to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you and your Allah go and fight, we are right by your side. Inna ma'akuma muqatilun. Saying this, sahaba radiallahu anhum are encouraged, they are spurred on to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Muslim army sets off, and the rest is history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a very resounding victory. The malaika come down and grant their assistance to the sahaba on the battlefield. The lesson we take from this, respected brothers and elders, is that as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes the odds will be stacked against us. Whether it be collectively, whether it be individually, we may face those moments in our life where the odds are against us. It seems as though there's a mountain in front of us. We don't have the means, we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the courage to overcome the challenges that are in front of us. But at this point in time, if we remember the incident of Badr, the tawakkul, the trust and reliance that sahaba had on the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the command of Allah, this is the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore we are going to go wholeheartedly into this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance will come to us as well. The second lesson that we take is that amongst those of the Quraysh who were killed on the day of Badr, one name stands out, a person by the name of Umayyah bin Khalaf. Those who have heard of this name will know that this particular individual was responsible for the torture and persecution of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu in Makkah Mukarramah. Dragging him across the boiling sand of Makkah, he would place boulders on his chest, various different types of abuse and persecution, verbal, physical, that he would mete out, trying to make Bilal radiallahu anhu renounce his Islam and his deen. Bilal radiallahu anhu, despite all of these challenges, he remains steadfast, he has sabr, he trusts the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now many years later, on the battlefield of Badr, Bilal radiallahu anhu sees Umayyah bin Khalaf. He cries out, a group of Ansar join him, and they proceed to attack Umayyah bin Khalaf. In the process, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, who is a friend of Umayyah, he tries to protect him, thinking that perhaps I will spare the life of my friend, and after this battle is over, maybe I can convince him to accept Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees and makes it such that the Sahaba attack him. Umayyah bin Khalaf is finished off, and his body is then taken and disposed of in a well that was in Badr. Bilal radiallahu anhu sees the body of his tormentor, of that person who persecuted him, who punished him in Makkah Mukarramah. He is now killed. Bilal radiallahu anhu walks away victorious. He walks away successful. The lesson we learn from here is that sometimes there will be challenges in life, there will be difficulties, especially when it comes to the deen of Allah. A person perseveres, a person does not abandon his deen, his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he inculcates the quality of sabr, then Allah's promise is, although it may not be instantly, but innama al-usri yusra, with every difficulty will certainly come ease. As Allah shows Bilal radiallahu anhu, that one day that cloud will have a silver lining, and you will get your revenge, you will walk away victorious and successful. In the same way, that person will have sabr, and he will bear the challenges that come his way in this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also grant him victory and success. So these are just a few lessons from the incident of Badr. We'll end on this point, that especially today, when it comes to our children, sometimes we know they come home from school, and whatever activities they get involved in, perhaps they play outside, or we read some bedtime story to them, or whatever they do to relax after a long day of school. At least for today, respected brothers and elders, let us take out 5 or 10 minutes, sit as a family together, and read the incident of the Battle of Badr, whether it be after Fajr, after Asr, after Taraweeh. Sometime take out as a family, collectively, we sit and read. There are many kitabs written, many bayans available as well online. We try and identify with this particular event. This will become a means of barakah descending, and a means of us creating a ta'alluq with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.